Should I talk about, I almost called it Furtopia, Zootopia, my extremely exciting and very different experience going to Zootopia,
yeah,
very drunk. I wish there was a lot more to say about it. I just remember getting, like, mad, and, like, grasping my fingers together and getting pissed off whenever
furries.
Ugh, these fucking furries. I've learned about myself, for some reason, no offense to furry people.
Got a lot of furry buddies.
No offense to anybody who is also a furry. I don't care if you have a lot of body hair or if you have a lot of fur suits.
I'm sure you can see me right now. I'm sitting shirtless and you can see my copious amounts of body hair right now.
Yeah. Wait, no, I thought you were just wearing your fur suit.
Oh.
Anyway, I just would get really mad whenever the gazelle came on screen.
Oh,
and
Shakira.
The Shakira gazelle. The Shakira gazelle.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all it's I'm trying line, to baby. Say, as I feel, and this is something I've been talking a lot about, and I might sound crazy, I have a lot of things that, like, trigger my furry, like, repulsion. Like, that's a mean way of putting it. It's just not a big fan of, and I actively get, like, bummed out when I see it. I don't really like...
You don't like them sexy animals?
I like Animal Crossing, and I think it's because they look like teddy bears.
Oh, you don't want them
to look
humanoid.
Like stuffed animals.
You don't want them to
I don't like animals wearing clothing. I don't like animals wearing clothing.
You want them naked, huh?
I think a good, proper animal is naked. Why do you think Sonic doesn't upset me?
I mean, he has shoes on.
Yeah, but shoes are cool. He's running. It's to protect his feet. That makes logical sense.
So why did the Shakira gazelle bother you so much?
I don't...
Is it because she has, like, boobs and, like, hips?
Yeah, that's the thing. When you wear clothes, and especially kind of clothes meant to, like, it's like clothes that's meant to accentuate features. And then all I can think about is, like, this one animal in this animal world.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Russ. It sounds like you're very horny for animals, and it's bothering. You're getting bothered by the fact that these animals are wearing clothes because thinking about is what's underneath them.
No. What I can't stop thinking about is that there is a horny animal mad in this horny animal universe who's like, we got to make Shakira Zell look sexy. We got to get her the right outfit. And that bothers me. Animals shouldn't care about that stuff.
So what?
Just be animal-ass animals. They should be eating grass or shit.
So you don't like that they're wearing clothes because
I really don't like
pure without original sin.
Yeah.
You don't want them to have to feel shameful about their bodies.
I want to return to a primordial state.
Okay.
Some people want to return to the Wild West.
Me. Yes.
Others like me want to return to a time before
the Garden of Eden.
And when I see like a dog smiling and lapping it up, I'm like, good for that dog.
Smiling and lapping it up.
Yeah, they're just with a big old water bowl and eating a treat of some sort.
Well, how do you feel about Goofy then? How do you feel about all these other animals with clothes?
Well, Goofy's an asshole. That guy's a fuck. So he deserves every bit of punishment.
But I mean, what you think is that you think Goofy should take all of his clothes off and act like Pluto?
Yeah, I feel like
you're saying is insanely horny.
I'm not feeling any of it. I'm not feeling it. No, I'm feeling okay.
Russ,
I don't know
that you're a furry.
I'm not a furry. I can tell you now the feeling of repulsion I get at Zootopia is not enjoyment in any way. And the sad part is, it's not a bad movie, and it has a good message at heart.
What's the good
it's
message? Good
kids, what?
What's the message?
What's the message? It's stop having a boner, weird. It's not. You really don't know the message of Zootopia?
No, what is the message of Zootopia?
It's Black Lives Matters kind of stuff.
Oh, is it about, it's like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Monty
told me it was like woke and it was like actually about racism or something.
Yeah, it's
I didn't
about
think
a,
that was actually it.
No, for serious, it's like they literally say 10% of the population are predators and all we do is kind of like stereotype them and treat them like shit and we shouldn't do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay.
It is really weird.
I didn't think there was actually a message. I thought it was just like furries.
No, like the main character, the fox guy, is a victim of a system not trusting him.
Oh.
He's a victim of institutions and has been
institutionalized race. Wow, okay. I did not
expect
Okay, I kind of feel better about them being cops now, I guess. Because I was like, what the fuck? Why aren't these guys all pigs? You know what I mean?
Well, that's just because you like... I recently went on to...
I'm just a big fan of Fritz the Cat, and of course, in Fritz the Cat, the cops are all pigs.
I hate this. You're a real R. crummy guy.
You believe more anyway, crummy.
Yeah, R. cummy, more like it. Apparently he never had sex with his wife, but he did like getting piggyback rides from her.
Okay, so he never had sex with his wife. Do you think he like they had a bunch of like weird furry kind of like pseudo sex though?
Oh, you're saying that they had.
I think he said, "Oh, we never fucked, but we definitely yiffed."
Yeah. It sounds like you know deep furry lore that's been lasting for a long time.
Look, Russ, let me tell you about mersuits.
What was that documentary, mate? Yeah, mersuits. I hate everything. Do you use water bottles for mersuits?
What do you mean?
Warm water bottles?
No. A mersuit. No, Russ. A mersuit is a fursuit that you built for fucking.
Oh, I thought it was like one of those creepy dolls.
No. That'd be crazy. Are you saying it's like a suit? Are you talking about like a Freeman Still suit? What are you talking
no,
about?
No.
You recycle your pee?
No, remember the fucking Rainbow Dash fuck doll?
Yeah, I remember that. I know. And the Sally Acorn that they... Yeah, I know.
I thought that was what a mersuit was. When you said it was a suit that you fucked, I thought it was like somebody hollowed out...
No, it's a suit
out...
that you fuck in.
Okay, so...
It's a fursuit with a dick vent in it. And sometimes instead of your real dick, you put like a strap on, like Bad Dragon dick. I mean, not necessarily dick. It could have like a cutout.
It was
for
so
a vagina
weird in Zootopia, the scene where there was another big theme where the rabbit put on a strap on and fucked the fox. No, that didn't happen. That was the worst part about it. Going drunk was my friend Eli. Whenever there was an implication or a shippable thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where the rabbit would be like, "I need you," or like, "You're the only partner for me," and like he would turn to me and look me in the eye, and I would just have to go scream, and
this is the last date I ever went on, but it was the one where I went to go see Star Wars, or Star Trek, whatever it was, with that girl who kept on telling me about Spock's dick, and then I just gave up.
It's sabotage. That. Come on, y'all. It's a sabotage.
No, it was Star Trek Into Darkness. It was.
I know, but
sabotage.
I'm trying to make a goof about the new
Hey, Beastie
trailer.
Boys. Well, that was actually in the first movie when they had they also had sabotage in that one, which didn't
I can't
make, sense.
Make that joke. I'm just glad that one of the Beastie Boys are over, because I could just easily imagine like some Beastie Boys in this fucking Zootopia universe, and it's the fourth.
Oh man, I would love that. Actually, I think that'd be good.
Oh boy,
I like the Beastie Boys; they're good. Okay, anyway, but what I was gonna say is there was a trailer for Equestria Girls before the movie, and at some point in the like when we're after the trailer is done. She turned and looked at me, and I could see her out of the corner of my eye, but I didn't dare to turn and look back because I didn't want to, because I was just making a horrible pain grimace and like clenching the armrests of my seat, like, oh God, Equestria Girl.
This needs to stop.
And I didn't want to, I didn't know, like, it could have just been also been like, can you believe this kind of look? But I didn't want to chance the fact, like, oh, hey, let's go see that too. I was terrified at the possibility. It was like a Pandora's box type situation.
This is Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. This is not the number one furry podcast on the planet. In fact, it's very low. It could be, I don't know. I don't know how many furry podcasts.
Look, we gotta get Monty back on here for some more furry.
I bet we probably have, if this is a furry podcast now, which is what it's quickly turning into, we probably have some of the better audio. Because in fursuits probably generate a lot of noise and whooshing and rustling.
I don't know, they're kind of like their own windscreen.
That's true.
They definitely are.
See, the thing is, they're always vaping into mics, which is a big no-no.
Oh, man. Oh, radio. Russ, we're not supposed to be vaping into the mic.
Oh, no.
I've been blowing some just big old cotton into this mic.
You and your fucking unicorn milk.
Oh, yeah, you know me. I got this custom juice, man.
Hey, you got that gorilla dick. Anyway.
No, you got the gorilla dick. I've been cranking up the ohms, baby.
That would have been really funny if before I got this gorilla dick, if I had a back when it was a robot dick.
If you were
vaping, if it was a vape pen, then I could ask girls like,
"Hey, you want to rip some fucking cotton?"
I don't think that would happen, but
yeah, it probably wouldn't happen.
Yeah, then the gorilla dick thing ain't working. But you know what? I'm trying still.
Russ, you know, you say you're not a furry, but then you have a gorilla dick, and you're talking about these animals make you uncomfortable.
I'm sorry, they really do. I don't like animals wearing clothing.
You want them naked? I get it.
It's
Russ.
One garment. If they can have one garment, and that's charming. See, I put this up to the Donkey Kong Country thing. I like Donkey Kong. I think the tie is.
He's
fun.
Just wearing a tie.
You know, yeah, it's an accessory.
You know who else just wears like a tie and no clothes? Male strippers.
No, they wear pants too.
Well, no. I mean, they start with pants and then
if Donkey Kong wore pants, then I would be not happy with it. Okay. Diddy Kong upsets me.
He has a vest and a hat, so you don't like that.
Funky Kong upsets me.
How do you feel about Tiny Kong? How do you feel about Tiny Kong?
Not a fan of Tiny Kong.
So you would like her to be naked, is what you're saying?
I would like her to go away.
Well, okay, I think I can agree with her going away. How do you feel about like Donald Duck? He has a hat and he has a shirt. God.
Well, Donald Duck has a lot of baggage because he's a fucking racist.
How do you feel about Porky Pig?
How I feel about Porky Pig? He needs help.
What about Mickey?
Mickey? Who is Mickey? I don't know.
I don't know who Mickey is anymore.
He's, isn't that the guy who's like J.C. Denton? That's an epic Mickey joke. What about Oswald the Lucky Rabbit?
What about the fucking Phantom Blot?
I love the Phantom Blot.
God.
Phantom Blot's my boy.
I don't like him.
Oh, man. Have you read any Blot X Mickey Dojin?
I wish.
I wish.
Oh, look at those fucking yaoi ink hands.
Yeah, he can stretch his hands at will because he's made out of ink.
It's true.
Speaking of ink, what about the Inca?
Incas are from Peru.
Well, that's talk shop. Well, the Inca were one of the many great empires of South America, one of the great civilizations, including the Maya.
And the Aztec. Yes.
And what show do we watch that has a lot to do with the Aztecs? Ah,
well, Lucha Underground, of course.
I thought you were going to say House of Cards for a second, because he summons ancient...
Does he?
Yeah, the whole point of the show is he's trying to raise Quetzalcoatl.
What? What?
Washington's dark magic.
I was about to be like super into this, but it's like Kevin Spacey was like some sort of a cult being the entire time, and he's trying
God,
to, like,
that would be good. No, it'd be way better
instead of him just like looking at the camera saying, whoops, I guess I did it again. Like a weird southern drawl.
Oh, you know what happens in the later seasons when he joins Smash Mouth to try to recoup his waning political career. He's going to go on tour and do speeches, like open for
fucking K-Pax.
K-Pax. Hey, man, listen. House of Cards is stupid.
It's very
it could be the best show of all time. I just think the fan base is so stupid.
I watched the first like episode, I think, and it was like him like stepping on a dog that got hit by a car to like kill it. And he's like, uh-oh. And, like, I looked at the camera like he did like a fucking Ferris Bueller like Wayne's World type thing. It was crazy.
The fan base is the ultimate like get woke kind of group, and it's just so aggravating. Like, you guys watching a TV show apparently woke you up. It's the whole, oh yeah, dude, Seth kind of. If a book changed your life, you're a fucking idiot. What was it again?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, No. It's if a book changes your life, you're fucked. You're more fucked than when you started reading the book.
Exactly. That's exactly what I feel about that show.
Yeah.
But anyway, but you know what show did change my life for the better?
Lucha Underground.
Because this week
we doubled up.
We doubled up this week. We're trying to catch up to get to season 2.
Yeah, we want to see that sexy snake lady.
Yeah, we gotta see that sexy snake lady. We know Sexy Star. What happens when we meet a sexy snake?
Yeah.
Well, we already know from Monster Musume, but I want to see it IRL, you know.
Even an IRL anyway, snake.
Well, I mean, Mia is real in my heart, but 3D versus 2D, because I like both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all I'm trying to say here is that we watched the first Lucha Underground, episode 18.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of setup for episode 19.
So, I mean, some important things happen in episode 18. You have another Pentagon Jr. match.
It was good, but at the same time, I'm still, like, tapping my foot going, okay, you've thrown the wimps and the, you know.
You beat Arjenis this week.
Yeah. Oh, God, you beat Arjenis, you know. Like, who cares?
It's good, because I love watching him kill these people.
And then there was Angelico and
versus Ivelisse, with Son of Havoc Jr. being the referee.
Yeah, and Angelico is just not, he doesn't have a look. Yeah, I might have even liked Angelico's like whole shtick a bit more if he had a look, but so far he just looks like some white guy.
He's like a smirky white guy. He's just like, did I do that? Ooh. He's like
white. Dynamite. He looks like the guy who goes and quotes old sitcoms.
He's like a white South African Urkel. He's always just mugging at the camera, just like, I touched her butt.
Did I do that? Anyway, what's
got any cheese?
Then he starts dancing the Carlton.
Yeah.
And
it's weird that he's white Urkel and white Carlton. But whatever.
Whatever.
You gotta do.
Hey, man. Anyway, he just doesn't have anything interesting or exciting about him, so he's not a very fun
except
rival.
For him being a creep. Him being a creep is his most exciting thing.
He looks like an employee at a Jamba Juice who's too ripped.
Yeah,
working
yeah.
there, and you get upset, like you're like, oh god, I don't like to buy food from people who could kick my ass. What if I think the service is bad?
Russ, how do you buy food anywhere then?
Hey, I'm a tough guy.
Are you really?
I played a lot of Soul Calibur 2 on the GameCube. Not well, but
well,
enough.
Yeah, you
to
just
know.
Like looked at Ivy's boobs. We get it.
Hey, listen, that was more Soul Calibur 3, if anything.
Okay, sure.
Anyway, we don't have to go into that. I played a lot of Link. Link was the, you know, he threw the bombs.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, the game bombed, if you ask me.
Anyway, and then there was a queen.
Queen. Yes, queen.
Sorry. King Cuerno versus Slay. Johnny Mundo. Oh, and Conan got a brand new battle staff.
Conan forged a brand new fucking cane and like
hopefully out of a meteorite or some like dinosaur
bone. Like, what the fuck?
Or adamantium.
Ooh. Yeah, he's got this new cane and he like used it to like shatter cinder blocks and like smack like a million dudes in the head.
Or vibranium or adamantium, what would be better?
Well, I guess probably that'd probably be better, huh? It's more
rare.
It's
no point. I get confused. Vibranium, you can't really sculpt it, right?
Yeah, it's more, it's not as malleable, I don't think, as adamantium is.
Yeah, and the only reason it's because Black Panther keeps it as claws, but like that's about as complicated.
Well, I mean, you've got Captain America's shield, of course.
No, that's adamantium.
No, it's not. It's vibranium.
Really?
That is. I am 1,000% sure. Yes, okay, I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. It is known as one of the materials used to construct Captain America's shield, but also because of its connection to Black Panther and his homeland of Wakanda.
Oh, really? So I always thought that like he only got a vibranium shield occasionally.
No. It was known as an anti-metal due to its property of dissolving metals.
You're probably right, and especially now that all the... do you think... Okay, this is so weird and granular. Do you think Fox actually owns adamantium in the movie rights?
I think adamantium is a word that has existed for a long time because it's connected to the word adamant, which denotes like a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
So like I think adamantium, I don't know if they have a trademark. I mean, like adamantane is like mm-hmm. it's like what is it, it's like a, it's like a
it's,
type of,
it's also really weird that a rock band like Adam Ant created a fictional metal.
It's weird that it's just made of Adam Ant.
Or are you talking about the Hanna-Barbera character?
What?
Anyway.
Oh, wait, that's XTC. I get XTC and Adam Ant mixed up because of that one They Might Be Giant song, XTC versus Adam Ant.
That's pretty funny.
That's fucked up. I get that mixed up all the time.
Wasn't that one of those Boomerang music videos?
It might have been.
They had an Adam Ant song once. It was pretty good. We were getting off track just because this episode of Lucha Underground was pretty boring.
Yeah, there's a cage match with... with King Cuerno and Johnny Mundo, but to be honest, it wasn't really that interesting.
Somebody here might have fallen asleep during
Russ it. Fell asleep in it, and then he had to go get an energy drink.
Because I'm a 9-year-old.
Because he's a 9-year-old, and he fell asleep at like 8 o'clock in the night.
Yeah, Alan's mom brought pizza, and we were all having a good time, and we were going to stay up all night so we could watch the weird stuff on cable, on the Nicktoons TV.
Some fucking Skinamax.
USA
up all night.
No, Action League Now.
Action League Now. Oh, no, wait, Action League Now was not that late, was it?
Oh, man, it was so late. At least where I was, you know. Well, then again, East Coast versus West Coast.
Well, I mean, tonight. Action League Now was part of Kablam, wasn't it?
No, on Nicktoons TV, the cable station that also ran Dragon Ball
Z. Oh, they also ran
Action League Now as its own separate entity. I think he actually made some episodes
for it. I mean, but it's only like a few... It's still shorts, though. It's not like actually...
Yeah, no, but they would only play them at, like, midnight, and I love them so much.
Now, what about Prometheus and Bob? Do you like that?
They did not keep Prometheus and Bob around.
I love
the only
Prometheus
one that survived was Action League Now.
Action League Now is good. How do you feel about Stinky Diver? You've always
oh, kinda... Stinky Diver was so good.
I always figured you're a Stinky Diver fan.
I'd like to say I'm the Flesh, but I don't like have that kind of body.
I've always been a big fan of Meltman.
Yeah, you kind of strike me as a Meltman because you love to suffer.
You always strike me as a Stinky Diver. We should change our icons to Stinky Diver Meltman.
That would be so good. Why did I think of that earlier?
Why haven't we done that years ago? It's too bad a match. Yeah, we should do that. I'm not actually matching icons to anybody. We can do that. I don't have to change my name.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's just do that.
Okay, we'll do that. When this podcast comes out, just you tell me and we'll switch them to, I'll take Stinky Diver.
And I'll get Meltman.
We'll get Robin to do Thunder Girl?
Thunder Girl, yeah, that works. Oh, man, yeah.
We'll make Lenore,
Is there another girl character in that? I can't remember.
Not really, there's, like, stock characters. It's, you know, misogyny in Hollywood. Action figures can't be part of the team either. Stinky Diver had a mom.
He did have a mom. I remember Stinky Diver's mom.
Did they all die? Did they die?
I think so.
Oh my god. Action Link Now is so good.
Man, that's good.
That's a good fucking show.
I liked
the episode with the where Meltman grew giant.
Yeah, and he was like a giant. I want to get that suit.
Oh yeah.
I want to wear the Meltman suit. I want to wear the Meltman suit to the furry convention.
That's the perfect cosplay. Because only 3 people will get it, and
only
everybody
90s
else,
kids.
Only 90s kids will get it. Only 90s kids who are willing to stay up till midnight.
God, let's go see if we can find a Meltman costume.
So anyway, that's very exciting. But you know what was more exciting?
Episode 19 of Lucha Underground.
Oh my god, that's
probably the best television we've seen in like all year.
I don't know. It's still kind of a tie between that and Aztec Warfare.
Yeah, Aztec Warfare is pretty good.
Aztec War, oh man! Like, so, okay. In terms of individual matches, though, nothing beats this.
Yeah. So okay, so I kind of even forget what the first match was because I mean it was Drago and Aerostar.
Yeah, it was a perfectly suitable.
It was good.
Match.
I actually kind of like Aerostar a lot more now.
Yeah,
he won this one, and he did a lot of cool high flying moves, and it was it was pretty good. It was a competent match. But the second match was Big Rick versus the Crew, and Big Rick stomped them.
Yeah, Big Rick stomped them with the help of Sexy Star.
Yeah, so he beat... they were, like, ganging up on him and, like, kicking him a lot while he was down. And then one by one, he just started picking them off.
Yeah.
And slamming them into chairs and, like, denting the chairs and everything. And
at one point, Mr. Sisko said, I have kids. I gotta get the fuck out of
here. He was the last one left, and he had run up the stairs. But who did he meet at the top of the stairs but Sexy Star, who grabbed him and threw him down the stairs and then...
And her costume this week was... On point.
Yeah. She threw him back into the ring. Big Rick picked him up, slammed him into a chair, and like broke the chair in half. And then he grabbed his head and he started punching him in his face, like in one of his eyes, over and over and over again. And he started bleeding. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was so wild.
Yeah. Yeah, Big Rick got his revenge. It was fucked up. But not as crazy. It's the last match, which is the craziest match we've
seen
so far.
I've been waiting for it. I keep up a little with pro wrestling community, and this Lucha Underground was a weird experiment. I feel like people were like, "Oh, this is so cool and different and neat," but I feel like the wrestling community really, really caught on with this match because it was so fucking good. It was brutal. It was intense. It turned
grave consequences,
and it made like what is traditionally in like. You know, American WWE pro wrestling, just like one of the boring, stupid gimmicks that nobody cares about and just kind of hinders it and gave it a thematic reason to be there. Made it a potent metaphor for death.
Yes.
And was just cool. Like it looked cool. Like,
and it was the most brutal thing we've ever seen. Probably.
Yeah,
ever.
Oh yeah. And it so put a good,
we should probably actually say what it is. It was dubbed Grave Consequences. Mm-hmm. It was a coffin match between Phoenix and Mil Muertes.
Oh, yeah.
Where to win, you had to put your opponent in a coffin and seal it. So it started out kind of like they were on even footing, but then at one point, pretty quick in the match, Mil Muertes started to turn it around, and I think the first thing he really did, he slammed like Phoenix's head into a coffin, and then he grabbed his mask. And he just started pulling and yanking on it and tearing his mask. He like tore his mask halfway off of his head. And then he ripped a turnbuckle off the ring and started clobbering him with it. And Phoenix is bleeding all over the place. And then Mil Muertes bit his face and started like ripping off chunks of him.
Yeah. So me and Alan actually talked about this a bit, that when you see Lucha Libre stuff and other pop culture like movies, they put a lot of emphasis on the mask, probably because it's the main visual indicator.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's the one big thing that kind of differentiates it between normal wrestling or wrestling here in the States. Yeah.
I mean, like visually, like if you're looking at still photos, like you watch the two and they look so different. But the stuff that was going on, like they usually in movies, they try to make it look like, oh, every match has like an unmasking. Whereas in Lucha Underground, they treat it like, hey, if you're wearing a mask, you don't want to get unmasked. Everybody, like,
they treat it with actual due respect.
And like, and try to actually make it so the conflict is from the characters and not like, oh, is he going to get unmasked? But actually this week though, like the fact that they, for so long that they've respected the institution of the mask, that like to see it like defiled, like felt like we've seen so many bad things happen to so many people on the show. And in terms of
got his eye burned out, but that wasn't nearly as brutal as this.
Yeah. Phoenix though, that really felt like you've crossed a line. Mil-
like, you're killing this man. And he kept on the entire match. Like there were some moments where like Phoenix was turning it around, but Mil Muertes was grabbing him and dragging him all around the temple, slamming him to girders, slamming him to railings, throwing him like through the audience. Like people were scattering. There was some poor lady, like Mil Muertes picked up a wooden chair that I think this lady was sitting on and just like broke it over his head. There was that one time where he slammed him against that metal railing and it like shook. There's such a loud noise.
Oh man.
Oh God. And he was bleeding and he kept on, every once in a while, he would just stop and grab his head and bite him. And there's blood would start pouring off of him.
Blood everywhere. Like it was so brutal.
He threw him into he like slammed his head into the coffin and dented it. Like it was crazy. Mil Muertes was dragging him around. But then at the very end, Phoenix like managed to get like a couple of like good pot shots off on him. And then like got up on the ropes and like dove after him and like slammed him good a few times. And then Katrina,
Do you think Phoenix and Mil Muertes is probably the best feud they've had on the show?
Probably. Definitely. Yeah, I think so. I care more about it than I care about whatever. Fuck. I mean, Big Rick and the crew. Big Rick and the crew.
Yeah, that one's good too. And I like the early stuff with Johnny Mundo and Prince Puma.
Yeah.
I got a contentious relationship, though it got a little long in the tooth. And I really like this more than anything else. Yeah, I mean, that was so good. And hopefully they keep coming back with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
That would be so good.
I don't know. I mean, that's really fucked up. So Phoenix turned it around, and Katrina kind of helped a little bit because she opened up the coffin, and Phoenix just managed to, like, kick him and slam him in there. And then Katrina licked the magic stone and placed it in the coffin of Mil Muertes, and now he's dead forever. And then and then some scary skull face fucking funeral procession like carried him away. It was so weird. And then Phoenix was just laying there in the middle of the ring, bleeding, his mask half torn off.
Mm-hmm.
He was so happy. Yeah, he earned it. I'm a big Mil Muertes fan, but Phoenix earned it this week, I think.
Yeah, Phoenix.
Because he almost got murdered. Like, that was crazy.
It was so crazy.
I'm just waiting. But Mil Muertes is going to have to come back at some point. And when he does, man.
Oh, boy. Oh,
it's going to be fucked up.
It is going to be so wild.
They're going to have a rematch at some point, too. Like, I mean, geez.
Oh, man.
That was a good week.
Really?
Good week of wrestling. Damn. But you know what? You know what's good, Russ?
What is good?
Our most popular segment.
It is our most popular segment.
I hate to admit it, but it's our most popular segment.
By a long shot. People love this segment. And you know what that segment's called?
What?
The Robin Minute.
Oh, wow.
Every week we talk about our, I was about to say our favorite, a friend of the show, but I don't know if they particularly like the show.
You know, I don't really know either.
Yeah.
I don't think she listens to it.
She's friends with us?
Yeah.
Alan.
Definitely me.
Definitely Alan, you know, because the bond between mother and daughter.
It's true.
And, I don't know. We'll see. I don't, listen, love and hate are two sides of the same coin, baby. So, you know.
Yeah, 7 pounds, I get it.
Yeah, 7 pounds. Will Smith. Deadshot. Anyway.
Do you think in Suicide Squad Deadshot's going to die because he's going to feel bad about killing somebody, and then he's going to have to donate all of his organs to help some people as a means of like repenting?
Yes, but the one person who gets his eyeball is his son, and he becomes Little Deadshot. Hey, it's Jaden Smith here. Hey, I want to shoot him too, Dad.
I got a water pistol.
Deadshot. Yeah, Deadshot. He becomes Dadshot.
That's pretty good.
makes a lot of Woody jokes. He's like, oh, you can't mess with that, son. You're trying to pick up a girl?
Is his dad Dice Man now?
Hey. Hickory tickory talk. I'm going to have to take that shot.
Oh, back. I get it.
Actually, that was him activating his time powers. Because he is Doctor Who, I forgot.
He is Doctor Who, of course.
He is the Doctor Who. Anyway, let's speaking of Doctor Who.
What if every time King Crimson from part five was activated? What if Diavolo said "Our back"? Get it?
Oh, we have to. Wait, shouldn't it be No Man's World?
I guess you're right. You mean
Strong Man's World?
Ringo Road Again and. True. What is the name?
True Man's World or Strong Man's World? The translation on the 7 and 8 stuff's always kind of fuzzy.
I thought it was Mandom. I thought that was the name of the stand.
I don't remember. I really don't. The name of the chapter was definitely like Strong Man's World.
Robin
likes part 7, so let's get into this Robin minute.
Yeah, you're right. It was a man's world, and the stand is Mandom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of fuzzy stuff with the 7 and 8 translations because like. California King Bed, Soft and Wet's the only traditional one.
Paisley
Park.
Well, the whole joke with the part 8 characters is that all the ones in the family are they all have the word King in their stands.
Right.
You've got Nut King Call. You've got Paper Moon King. You know.
Yeah, I never noticed that actually.
Well, that's the whole thing. California King Bed.
Anyway. Speaking of California King Bed, it's time to start this segment so I can put it to bed. Okay, like because she's your daughter and it's probably past her bedtime.
I mean, it's 5 a.m. there right now.
How do you know this shit off the top of your head?
Well, because it's 12 a.m. here and it's GMT minus 5 where I'm at.
Yeah, because you're a good mom.
Well, yeah, because I'm always trying to tell my kids to go to fucking bed. Lenore, go to bed. She's probably awake right now.
Oh, boy. Hey, boy, Poloy. Anyway, tell her to get a NOS. Do they have NOS over there? Anyway.
You know, I don't think they sell NOS there. Get a fucking iron brew or whatever.
Have some Beefeater.
That's gin.
Yeah, that's a joke. I don't know.
They sell Beefeater here, too.
Let's like UK-based beverages. All right, we'll go into this later.
Like iron brew?
Okay, Robin
J2O?
Minute starting in 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, J2O Lean, same thing.
I haven't talked with Robin, it feels like a long time.
You need to reconnect.
I gotta reconnect. You know, people get estranged. She's been born again. She's a blood born again.
Oh, she loves that bloodborne.
She loves the birth of blood and bone and born. I'm afraid it summoned a demon. And anyway, I'm worried about me and Robin's friendship. You know,
I need to
worry about her.
I've got Bloodborne on PS4. I'm going to see if I can try to if I can have her to summon me into the game. I think it's random. I don't think
kill
you can
her.
Do that. No, no, no. I want to get into the game and help her beat the game.
This sounds a lot more depressing than it should.
What?
Robin, I'm sorry that you've been bloody borned.
Bloodborne's a good game.
I don't play those.
Not
games.
A lot of cute boys in it though. So I don't know.
Not a lot of cute boys. So
oh, they're all kind of monsters.
Yeah. So funny, monster girls, so cute. Monster boys, very not cute.
Father Gascon, though, daddy. Or daddy Gascon.
Daddy, give me the bloodies.
Give me the fucking blood vials. Crush that vial of cummies over
that
your head.
That joke was pretty vile. Speaking of, what's the opposite of vile? Delicious.
Delicious like a big, like a hot Domino's pizza.
A hot Domino's pizza. I'd yes. like a cheese pizza.
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry. He
Mary
discovered
Curie,
radio.
Tim Curry.
Yeah.
Hey, man, anything can happen on Halloween.
Yeah.
You could even get fatal doses of curium exposure.
Hold on. She discovered radium. Curium was named after her later.
Okay. Gotcha. What about Einsteinium?
Einsteinium is, I believe that actually might be one of those synthesized elements. That's a really heavy one.
Ooh, baby. Synthesized. Yeah, like this. I'm going to edit in some synthesizer music. Me going da-da-da-da-da. And then you'll be chamming out to oh, this is really good. Speaking of really good, I'm imagining maybe Alan had something very good on his plate this week.
I did, in fact. I had two more calzones. You know me, I love these calzones.
You talk about them too much, honestly.
I love the calzones, Russ. I mean, it's calzones or Domino's. What am I going to get? So, I mean, I'm a big fan of calzones, Russ. What can I say?
Oh, I know what I can talk about this week. Why did I forget? Anyway.
Anyway, calzones. So I had a new calzone that I never had before. It was the Falling Rock Zone, which had tater tots in it, bacon, cheddar, and mozzarella. And it came with a side of sour cream, but I just used marinara instead.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. I think, I wasn't sure how to feel about the tater tots in there, but I do like a big beefy zone. It kind of reminded me in a weird way of the boss wrap from Taco Bell in a kind of way.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Remember the boss wrap?
I love that boss wrap. That was so good.
I miss the boss wrap.
It's very good. And I had that, and then I made one other calzone, which just had the cheese mix, which I'm a big fan of the cheese mix. Mm-hmm. Had the Twilight spices, which is just a little bit of extra spice in there. Breaded chicken, salami, sausage, and spinach. I added spinach this time.
Ooh, baby.
I do like spinach. It adds a little bit more heft.
I like a good crisp lettuce that just you need to take a good bite out of.
No, I think spinach in a calzone is good because, you know, spinach in kind of like any pasta dish where it's like, you know, soft and kind of just like, you know, I like spinach.
Yeah, I like spinach a lot too. I like spinach on a pizza too.
Spinach on pizza.
Actually, I had spinach on my pizza review this week.
Oh, wow.
I finally made it on over to our boy Blaze Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I made it to Blaze Pizza after like stressing and wanting to get to it so bad. Finally made it. And you know what? It was the hype was true. It was good.
Yeah, I love Blaze Pizza.
Got that spicy red sauce?
You did the spicy red, huh?
Mm-hmm. You got that fresh ground mozzarella or shredded or grated. Sorry, yeah, grated mozzarella. You had let me see if I can remember my loadout. It was pepperoni, chicken, crushed meatball.
Okay, I love the crushed meatball.
Crushed garlic.
Okay.
Spinach.
Spinach is good.
And I want to say that's about it. I'm probably missing one thing.
Did you have feta on there? I can't remember. I think I remember.
I did not put feta on there.
Maybe it was Monty that got the feta on his.
Yeah, I was trying not to push
overload
my
it.
Flavor
yeah,
palette.
They tell you they tell you not to put too many toppings on there because it doesn't cook as well, you know?
Yeah. And it cooked well, man. I liked the crust. It was like flaky. I don't know.
It's
I've had a lot of wood fire pizza.
It's kind of thin crust. You know what I mean? But it's good. It's not like too thin. It still has some substance to it.
Yeah, I've not enjoyed like other wood fire pizza because it's usually like so cooked on the bottom and then the top is undercooked.
It kind of the backyard pizza was that I had in Huntington was somewhat similar. Mm-hmm. I really love that place. If you're ever in Huntington, West Virginia, anybody listening to this, you better stop by Backyard Pizza because it is the best pizza I've had in a long time. It reminds me of Blaze in a lot of ways, but better.
Mm-hmm.
But man, is it good. But Blaze. They were wood fire pizza. Both of them were wood fire pizza. I really like. I like the wood fire pizza. I think it's very good. Did you get the blood orange lemonade?
I did get some blood orange lemonade.
What do you think?
It's pretty potent.
It is pretty strong. I feel like if I drank too much of it, I might get heartburn.
Yeah.
But it's good though.
Yeah. It was very good. It was very good. I like a lemonade. It's got a bite to it that I was not expecting.
Yeah.
I thought the blood part would go down smooth because usually when I drink blood, it's fine.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, so I don't know. I really enjoyed Blaze Pizza. Too bad the only one that's nearby is an hour and a half away.
Oh,
I'm gonna be
worth the trip.
I'm gonna be in Portland soon. So to any Portland listeners, if you want to hang out and get some Blaze
some
at Vancouver, apparently the fun part of Voodoo Donuts is you can pick up a bucket from them for like $20. Bucket of donuts.
Bucket of donuts. Fun, right? If you're ever in Huntington, West Virginia, go to Jolly Pirate Donuts. They're also very good.
Yeah.
You get a fucking pirate treasure box of treasure chest of donuts.
Ooh.
Man. Russ, we ought to go to Huntington. You ought to get to go to Candle Nights with me and my brother one year. Because, man, is it a party.
New York, you know, there's New York City and Amsterdam and Paris, but there's only one place for me. It's I almost said Amsterdam again. They've got a lot of fast food over there, or that's what I've been told.
Yeah, you got a lot of weed over there.
Oh, boy. Well, it's just as legal here.
Yeah, I guess
it's
it is.
Cheaper here.
Technically.
We're just like soaking in weed over here.
You're just drowning in that, in the nugs?
In the nugs.
This is so fucking dank over there.
We pelt each other with nugs.
You know, so you just have like fucking nug ball fights.
Yeah. I'll you hand the teacher a nug instead of an apple and they rub it against their shirt and take a little nibble off.
Look at the shine. This is some waxy this is a waxy nug.
Mmm. So purple. Shimmery. It's almost a shimmery purple.
Mm.
Anyway.
This is a dank strain.
Ah, kid.
Hey, kid.
Watch yourself, kid.
Watch yourself.
Music boys. We also, all of our newspapers are huge over here and very popular. And we have a bunch of newsy boys who are always trying to snatch
instead of calling them rolling papers, they call them papes, which is weird.
Yeah. They're always trying to snatch your papers off you, and like the Artful Dodger and such.
Yes, Artful Dahmer.
The Artful... Stop. What you're doing to your children is just sick, but by the way.
I have to use them for my own personal gain and profit.
I'm not raising you for free. Anyway, speaking of raisin, what about racin? That's right. The story about the Domino's DXP, Alan, elaborate.
So I forget if we mentioned this last year, but this was revealed late last year. Domino's has revealed their DXP pizza delivery vehicle. But recently they've had a campaign of television commercials, and they've got their own website, which I've perused. To look at this DXP. It's based on the 2015 Chevy Spark. It's a four-cylinder car. I believe it's electric. It's custom. It's completely custom for Domino's. It is capable of carrying up to 80 pizzas. Because it's only built for delivery, there's only one seat in there. All the other room is filled for pizza holding and, like, you know, for holding condiments, drinks, etc. Capable of holding 80 pizzas. There's like a side hatch, like pizza warmer that has the pizza. It's like a pizza warmer compartment heated to 140 degrees. It has this, like, it's painted red and blue like Domino's. It has custom decals with like the driver's name on the side. It has a sidewalk illuminator. So when they park, it illuminates the sidewalk wherever they step out, so they don't fucking drop your pizza. It's a really snazzy car. I'm a big fan of this.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying like you're gonna try to buy one once they like get the first rotation out?
Yeah, whenever like these become outdated and stuff, I would love to drive around in a DXP. One, because I'm pretty sure you get pretty good mileage. I don't care if it only, you know what? Okay, here's the thing. I don't know how much room, because it's one seat, and then most of the car is like a pizza warmer. But, like, I could probably modify the pizza warmer and just use it to, like, hold groceries.
Oh, yeah.
I could turn it into a freezer. I could turn it into, I don't know.
Or.
It's a cool looking thing.
You could fill it full of. You could turn off the heater and then fill it with dry ice and make it look mysterious.
Fucking vape mobile, baby.
Yeah. People will be like, are you vaping while driving? You know, is that illegal?
Probably. I don't think it is.
Hey, if you're not allowed to fucking vape in the middle of the Deadpool, when else can you vape? I mean, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, man. Did I tell you about that?
What? Somebody's vaping in Deadpool?
No. There was specifically an ad before Deadpool that was like, hey, we know vaping is technically legal or something, but please don't vape in the theater.
Did Deadpool like pop up on the screen? He's like, hey, guys.
No, I wish he did. Deadpool would have protected our constitutional rights to vape in a... If you can't vape during fucking
nothing,
Deadpool...
There is nothing more irreverent and in the spirit of Deadpool than pulling out a fucking big dick and sucking on it and blowing out a big old blast of cotton.
God, you're making me regret switching to this gorilla dick instead of a vaping dick. I'll go look at the procedure. I'm massively in debt because of all these dick operations I'm going through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
Maybe you could get your dick some sort of like... maybe a pizza oven or something. Like a pizza
warmer.
No.
No. I try to keep my business and my pleasure separate.
No. Okay.
I mean.
Well, here's something that I don't know if it's pleasure or pain. There's a Cadbury cream egg pizza.
I don't get Cadbury cream eggs.
To be honest, isn't that a British thing or something?
It is a British thing. It's apparently catching on in America to an extent, according to this article.
It looks kind of gross.
It's always been available over here for years. It's just for some reason now people are getting into it, even though...
It's like they're filled with cum. That's what it looks like, right?
They're basically filled with sweet, nasty cum, which is what they called me in high school. And basically, they've always been so strange to me because you have Cadbury cream eggs, and then for the same price right next to them is Cadbury caramel eggs.
Oh, caramel eggs are good.
Yeah, and then you think to yourself, like, whoever wanted...
I want this nasty, gritty cream, or what? Goop? I want caramel.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from this, it's fucking got the gack. Same consistency. Get the fucking gack egg out of here.
Yeah. It's a bunch of repurposed gack.
Ugh, they scooped it out of... They scooped off the stead of Double Dare.
In this article, they said Cadbury was making... They're making a Cadbury cream egg McFlurry, which... No.
I think that could be okay.
Nah, it's... I don't... The flavor, the inner flavor of that Cadbury cream is, there's no way.
It's too sweet and weird.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
I'd rather have caramel. But I mean, okay, so this is a 10-inch pie made by Crazy Pedro's, a pizza parlor in Manchester. I'm guessing this is the UK. A sweet 10-inch pie covered with chocolate sauce, sprinkled with marshmallows, brownie, meringue. And topped with a soft cream egg.
I don't think I've ever really had meringue before.
I've had lemon meringue pie.
No, I must have at some point.
So I think we've mentioned before the idea of having a dessert pizza where the marshmallows are cheese. I like that as an idea, but I do not want like brownies and fucking eggs on my...
I think brownies would be good.
I don't know if brownies on a dessert pizza would be too good.
A thin, chewy brownie?
I think that's fucking gilding the lily a little bit too much.
Okay, hey, listen. You know how much I hate lilies and guilds.
Well, you know what's fucked up about gilding the lily is that wasn't even the Shakespeare quote, but people say that all the time. Mm-hmm. It's gilding refined gold and painting the lily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I forget what that's a reference
to. She doth protest too much. Am I right?
What is that, Taming the Shrew?
No, that was a Hamlet.
They say that in Hamlet?
Yeah.
I'm shaking my gory locks at you right now, Russ. That's from Hamlet. Sorry. That's from Macbeth.
Zounds.
Anyway. Yes.
Remember when Shakespeare predicted the most popular MP3 product of all time, the Zune?
Yeah. Remember when Shakespeare, like, kind of invented all fetishes? Bottom. Think about it.
It's true. Yeah, you got me there.
Mm.
Anyway, he also invented transformation furries.
Pixies. Was he, like, cucking Oberon?
No, he set that up. No, Oberon was cucking himself. He was into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, remember he set them up so that she would fall in love with an ass, and she would look to be the fool.
Okay. So this is some kind of kink, and I'm not sure exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of things that are operating here. There's like several layers of kink. I'm gonna have to dig into this.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Shakespeare, man, he had a lot.
Yeah, more like Midsummer Night's Dream.
Remember the one time it was like the first couple pages of Romeo and Juliet. One of the guys referred to their dick as a cold fish. What's up with that?
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember when they started biting their thumbs at each other?
Oh, yeah. That's still a big deal, man.
Is that a big deal? Like,
bit my thumb at somebody the other day, and they looked like they were going to tear my face off.
Oh, his mil muertes, though. He probably will actually bite your face off.
He takes that stuff very seriously.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, speaking of taking things very seriously.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Do you think Julius Caesar, do you think there could be like a yaoi manga adaptation of Julius Caesar?
Semi. Butt. A2. And you butt? Can I touch it?
You butt?
Hey, and you butt.
Instead of stabbing him with all those knives, they just kind of jab them with their long, pointy, yaoi hands.
I thought you were going to say dicks.
Well, dicks, too. Long, pointy dicks. But that's what bedbugs do.
Oh. Oh, man.
Oh, boy, bedbugs.
Instead of A2, bukkake.
Jeez.
Goodness gracious. Ooh. Hey, anyway, what is this best pizza place in America, Alan?
So, according to Yelp, the best pizza place in America is a place in Berkeley, California called the Cheese Board.
Mm-hmm.
So the Cheese Board produces only one type of pizza per day, which rotates depending on fresh ingredients and the whims of the chefs. So one example is red bell pepper, onion, mozzarella, Valbresso feta cheese, garlic olive oil, Kalamata olive tapenade, and parsley, which sounds pretty interesting.
Hmm.
Here's another one. Roasted eggplant, mozzarella, and Parmigiano Reggiano cheese.
Is it all veggie?
I don't know. Cheese board made tomato sauce, garlic breadcrumbs, and basil. I don't know if it's all veggie or not.
Cheating the fucking system.
One thing that remains a staple is its sourdough crust. So they've been going since the 1980s. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. It's they opened as a cheese shop with traditional ownership in 1967, but then they converted it into a bakery as well. So they really focus on the cheese more than anything else. So, you know, I don't know if, you know, I don't really know if there is any sort of meat, but they focus a lot on the cheese. And if you're in the Bay Area and you want to make your own cheese board sourdough bread, just ask them for a sourdough starter. They'll give it to you. So Russ, you can make your own sourdough.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's some collusion going on here.
You know, like, you think they're juicing their numbers?
I think they're juicing their numbers.
They're thinking they're fucking juicing the books?
I think they're put that people are being like, oh, I think they're saying there's six cheese, but I think there's actually only three cheese. You know what I'm saying?
No, we need like a fucking cheese detective up on here. We need the Great Mouse Detective.
We need the Great Mouse Detective. Oh boy.
Get fucking Monterey Jack in here.
Just none of the Zootopia people. Don't invite them.
Oh, come on. There's got to be a cool mouse in that movie.
Oh, there were a lot of mice in that movie.
That's fucked up.
Voles were a big part of it, actually.
Voles?
Yeah, the voles.
Why voles?
The taming of the voles. I don't know.
Maybe. Voles are a lot like shrews, aren't they?
Yes, they might be the same thing or a different kind.
They're very close together, I think.
Anyway,
do you know shrews are one of the few poisonous mammals?
I didn't know
some
that.
Shrews have a slight poison in their saliva.
You know what's weird? I liked Redwall as a kid. What happened? Maybe because they were killing each other.
Russ,
maybe
that's why I liked it. I think you've secretly been a furry this entire time.
No.
Yeah, you're a furry, Russ. It's okay.
I really don't like...
Look, it's okay to want a yiff.
Listen. There will be no yiffing in this household. Leave this place.
Look.
I'm looking. What do you want me to look at?
Look at this fucking thick Shakira.
Look at this thick photograph.
Look at this fucking thick Shakira gazelle.
I hate her. Go away.
Oh man. Look, I've got a 195 picture gallery on X-Hentai of Zootopia. You want to come look at it?
No, thank you.
Oh man. It's pretty good.
Oh man, X-Hentai. It's making me really want to make it X.
Do you think there's is there a sad panda in Zootopia?
Ooh, you know.
That'd be pretty good.
That'd be pretty funny.
Just like sitting on a bench somewhere crying.
Oh man, Kung Fu Panda. And I like Kung Fu Panda too. Man.
You're a big fan of Po, huh?
Yeah, I like Po.
You know what I fucking hate?
What?
My local Chinese restaurant, they usually give me, they had normally just gave me like normal fortune cookies. But in like the last few weeks, they started giving me Kung Fu Panda branded fortune cookies, and every time I open up one of these fortune cookies, it says the exact same thing, and it says, "Hey, you were born in the year of the panda, so was I." And it's a picture of Po's fucking face, and it's just a panda, and that's the same joke every time.
He talked about it on the Best Show too.
That he's on fortune cookies.
Yeah, that he's on fortune cookies, and is nothing sacred.
I don't get it. Why is he on these?
I don't know.
They're not. They can't be licensed. They can't be licensed.
No, it is. It is. It's a real thing.
What?
Yeah, Po's around. Po gets around. He's a fucking corporate sellout now.
Why didn't they just make the normal fortune cookies that actually have fortune?
He's got a wife to support. His fucking Angelina Jolie tiger wife.
God damn it.
God damn it. Yeah. Oh god, now I don't like Kung Fu Panda anymore. He wanted fuck that tiger so bad. All these horny animals running around trying to have sex.
Hey, well, speaking of horny animals, Russ, it's time for Sonic News, Views, Reviews, and Toots.
Ah, yes. Thank you.
Yes, this is one horny animal that we like, and his name's Sonic.
Sonic is horny, but like in a cool, chill way, in a like sex-positive cool way. He's
like, yeah, I'd fuck
everybody in Zootopia is just like so mad and so pissed off, and I can't tell if there's like a stigma around fucking an animal that's not the same species. Like maybe I think they all want to fuck each other, but they can't because there's like a stigma.
And you want to fuck them too. It's okay, Russ.
No, I know I don't. I really don't like that bunny rabbit. My friend Eli wants to fuck that. Sorry. And shout out to Eli. He wants to fuck that rabbit in the ass. Anyway.
Jeez. Oh, you people.
I did. While drunk, I did say at one point, I did say the classic pickup line to my friend, like, have you ever kissed a bunny between the ears?
Is that a classic pickup line?
I think it is. I think it's a 1950s one.
What's the punchline for that?
It's because of ladies' legs and you kiss them.
Oh, because, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a weird way of putting it, but okay.
Hey, listen, it was a different time.
Look, I'm
gonna look this up. I'll look up the...
I told Lenore yesterday that I'm pretty sure sex didn't really exist prior to 1950.
It was kind of around...
Okay, but... I think... Okay, what I said specifically was, when we were talking about, on our other podcast, I could be into that. Listen, it's on SoundCloud
now.
I don't
plug my show on...
But we'll plug both of them at the end. Anyway, but...
Yeah, you'll plug something in.
Yeah, I'm running butt plugs. We gotta review this
for
the show.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Okay, but anyway, I think prior to, like, 1950, all sex was just, like, missionary, lights off, everybody felt bad at the end. Uh-huh.
Everybody
cried.
Tripped into it.
Everybody tripped, yeah, it was just all, like, harem anime. Ooh, I fell into it.
Oh, boy.
Has that ever happened in a harem anime? Has anybody actually slipped and, like, fell into intercourse?
It has to have happened at some point.
It's like somebody had to be walking with their genitals out. They had to be both naked.
What if somebody pulled out, but then flipped upside down and then landed?
Flip it and reverse it?
And impregnated the wrong girl.
This is a situation where you've got like two or three people just sort of sitting near each other.
Yeah.
I mean, in that case, you're probably already in an orgy and it's not really that shocking then.
Oh, okay. I was going to start singing Same Girl.
What's that song? What's
R. Kelly and Usher.
Oh.
Same girl. Remember that? That's one of my favorite music videos ever, by the way. They're just hanging out playing b-ball, hanging out, R. Kelly, Usher, and then at the end, they think they're having sex with the same lady, but they were twins. Sorry for the spoiler.
Oh, I can't believe you fucking spoiled this music video for me. Anyway, so I got some spoilers here, Russ. Mario and Sonic at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games. It releases in North America and Europe on June 24th. They have the box art revealed, and they have a trailer. And spoiler, our least favorite character from the Sonic universe is there.
Oh, Styx. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Styx is there. All the other characters are non-Boom. You've got normal Sonic, normal Tails, normal everybody else. But then Styx is there, and she looks exactly the same.
Oh, it's bad.
Not good.
Not good. She's like a cancerous growth, and I want to believe she was the impetus behind Boom. Because I feel like somebody...
I feel like she willed Boom. Like, they had to, like... We've come up with this horrible character, but we need to create a horrible show to revolve around her.
I feel like at some point, some man was going to die. Some head honcho at Sega. So he designed this character as sort of a cancer so that the company would die alongside him.
He's like, listen, if I'm going out, I'm taking this company down with me. I'm going to do this like fucking Breaking Bad style.
I was going more for Skullface and the Chains of Retaliation.
Okay. Okay, sure, fine. You think that Styx is some sort of parasite?
Yeah, he's the parasite who's infected the system.
Yeah.
So trapped in an endless cycle of violence and revenge called the war, the Sonic economy.
Once we eliminate English, Styx will be the new lingua franca.
What is this? Your fucking voice. What is this? I'm peeking on people. I'm a fucking pervert.
Such a lust for revenge. Who?
Who?
Fuck.
God damn it. Styx face.
Styx face.
Anyway, yeah, I'd really want to stick a knife in her face.
I hate her.
I almost said I was going to stick it in her face, though, and oh no.
Oh, you really are. You really are a furry.
I'm not a furry. Please
Russ,
stop
I think
this
is
association.
Russ.
Not even, I don't even want to joke about it because it's just giving you fodder for your sick pervert fantasies.
Russ, we're going to have you, me and Laura are going to have you on for the furry episode of our show. We were going to have you on for the Sonic episode, but we'll have to do it on the furry episode.
Oh, man.
Ugh, boy, Russ.
Anyway, okay, let's keep moving on.
Okay, that's the only Sonic news story that we had. Not really a lot happened this week, but we did watch Sonic Boom episode 47, Fuzzy Puppy Buddies.
That was a weird one.
That was a weird episode.
Somebody on the writing staff was like, hey, listen.
Hey, look. I got a lot of board game goofs.
I got a lot of board game goofs. Listen, I'm really into Catan. Catan's huge.
They love collectible action figures.
They love Magic the Gathering. They love HeroClix. I think
they love HeroClix. They love fucking Skylanders.
Yeah. Well, Skylanders isn't like a board-ass
board
game. No,
but they would be play some sort of fucking game with them.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so do you think they just had some assets of, like, dogs?
I think they were fucking lifted from, like, a My Little Pet Shop thing.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what they were lifted from, because Amy is it's revealed she's a big fan of this fuzzy puppy game, which is like a weird hexagonal grid-based strategy game with these little puppy statues.
It's puppy hero clicks without the elevated stuff.
Yeah, without any, I don't think they do any like attack damage. I don't know. It's some weird bullshit, and there's some mechanics that I didn't really pay attention to. But Eggman, it turns out, is a big fan of it too, and then they kind of become friends, but it gets really creepy because he's like, hey, you want to meet up after I'm done fighting you guys? And we're fuzzy puppy buddies. Just keep it on the DL. It's really creepy.
It's really like fucking creepy. You feel, they kept saying they were
fuzzy puppy buddies.
And it was just so upset at like the way they made it, and they became friends, and then Eggman, a fucking criminal who's tried to kill his friends, his like little robot buddies at some point. He doesn't really like him. Basically, it's just a dark fucking time. Nothing's going right. I feel by the end of season one, there's going to be somebody murdered or killed in an upsetting way.
Both of us by Sticks.
Sticks will put the fucking bullet in our head.
She's going to throw the boomerang at us. She's going to come out of the screen.
She's gonna be like, Russ, you furry fuck. I'm like, no, I'm not that. I'm not what you want me to be.
She's gonna say, yiff me, daddy. Yiff me, daddy. Your scary voice.
Oh, God. Hello, darkness, man. My old friend.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was not a good episode. This is a weird episode. Look, I've got a dark tood this week.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm gonna, so the tood this week is Denava Jigoku. Denava Jigoku, what do you think she looks like?
Spiky black hair, orange karate gi, some sort of symbol on her chest. Weighted wristbands and boots.
Okay.
A wry smile and very handsome and strong, and looks like he'd be my friend.
This is a girl. They have a picture that's black and white.
I was discussing Goku.
Goku. Okay, yeah, Goku is a... Yeah, okay. Yeah, you were discussing Goku, karate gi.
Just want Goku to be my friend.
Yeah.
This is not Goku, I'm looking at the picture.
If you scroll down to, like, the partially colored version, she has sort of a dark red fur, she has devil horns, she has black, like, eyeshadow, red eyes, she's got a sizable bust.
Red eyes, puff, puff.
Puff, puff.
Puff, puff.
Yeah, I get it. She's doing a lot of blazing down in hell.
Hey, but she's down with Blaze in hell.
Yeah, there's Blaze pizza in hell. It's really weird.
I feel bad for Blaze, but because I bet they fucking killed her to get out. Now
they killed her and replaced her with
one thing we didn't talk about was that there was beach volleyball in the Sonic.
Oh boy.
And it was Princess Daisy and Princess Peach. So somebody at Sega gets it.
somebody gets it.
Somebody at Sega knows, like, they're up to it. I think I should point that out somewhere else, because that's, I just thought about that. And you know who the two characters on the other team were?
Who?
Blaze the Cat and Rouge the Bat.
Well, that's it. Yeah. You guys nailed
somebody
it.
At fucking Sega knows it.
They know what's going
on. They know what's here. They were, when they went to Zootopia, they weren't there for pleasure. They were taking notes.
They're like, yep. We need to... Well, let's see. If only this rabbit could be playing volleyball. Wait, we can do this.
We can do this. Oh, cream.
So anyway,
rabbit.
Denava, her quote is, "Hello, I am the daughter of evil, the Denava." Her name is Denava Jigoku. Her age unknown. Appear 19. Species demi-devil. Personality: Denava could care less about what people think. In fact, Denava has a rather cold personality, but can be insane at the same time. Calm yet crazy, .. A strange combination.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She's got... I forgot. The only real noticeable thing about her, she just has really big boobs.
Yeah.
And her arms are kind of behind her back or non-existent. It's kind of hard to tell. So it just kind of accentuates that.
Oh, so you're saying she has no arms.
I mean, her arms might be behind her back. Maybe she doesn't have arms at all.
It would be
they
better if
them.
She had no arms. Yeah.
Really? You think a daughter of the devil should have no arms?
It'd be kind of crazy.
I mean, the daughter of him from the Powerpuff Girls Dojinshi, she got her hands cut off and replaced with lobster claws.
We have to read that at some point.
We should do that. Actually,
Russ, like we have to.
If you want
to
be on an episode of this weird porn podcast, we can do Powerpuff Girls Dojinshi or we can do Sonic. I don't know which one you would want to do better.
Oh, God. I think Sonic. I talk about Sonic so much already.
Yeah.
I'd want to go out of my comfort zone. That being said, Powerpuff Girls Dojinshi is kind of in my comfort zone.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. This is kind of like the weird bullshit.
I've been thinking about it and talking about it for a long time. I haven't been reading it.
I kind of always think about Powerpuff Girls Dojinshi.
I always think about it a lot. Especially the part where Dee Dee tells Dexter, if I get fucking killed, don't bring me back to the Stars of Science. And then Dexter does, and she demands that he give her a medical scalper, and she's like, tries to slash her on throat.
God damn it.
And then Mandark visits Dee Dee's grave, and Dexter tries to fucking kill him with the same scalpel.
Remember when Mandy did 9/11?
Oh shit. Yeah, Mandy did. Oh, hey, do you think Mandy knows if jet fuel melts steel beams?
Yeah, because she did it. She burned it.
She burned it.
Anyway, Danava likes evil. Playing violins, singing evil songs.
Like Dario Cueto, she likes violence.
She likes violence. Oh, no, violins.
Oh, okay.
Singing evil songs, insulting people, speaking to the devil himself, and then in brackets, yes, driving people up the wall, verbally and physically, bitter foods and spicy foods.
Acids and spice?
I don't like acids. I don't like capsaicin. I hate it. Oh, no, I love them, actually. She loves both of those.
She loves just sucking a packet of Sweet and Low.
Just give me some of that Sweet and Low. That's sweet, though.
No, sweet. Have you ever had Sweet and Low straight?
No, I don't eat Sweet and Low straight. That's I mean, it probably has like an artificial kind of bitterness.
No, it's bitter. It's like a bitter end until you add it. It's really bad, actually.
Dislike cheerful people, peace, sane people,
tired people,
thinking on. Who knows? Eye color, crimson red, fur color, thinking on. So I guess that partial color picture down there might not be fully done yet. She used to be the daughter. Danava used to not be the daughter of evil, but she was a sinner of her past life. Evil Deeds was her name, a dream she lived for years, cold, snappy, and bitchy.
Wait, Evil Deeds or Eddie McDeed?
Eddie McDowd.
Eddie McDowd.
100 good deeds for Eddie McDowd.
Anyway, let's shut up about that.
You know, we can't keep talking about that fucking dog. What if that happened to you, Russ? Do you think that would kick off your furry obsession finally?
No, it would make me want to transform faster.
You'd be doing more good deeds.
They would pair me with a furry and it would try to fuck me like Dog and Scissors.
That's basically Dog and Scissors. Dog and Scissors is basically 100 deeds of Eddie McDowell.
I know we have made this joke before.
We've had to have made this joke before. It's exactly no like way. That.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Cousin that's Skeeter getting slimed. What a nightmare.
Boy. You know, Alex Mack is kind of the original slime girl.
That's true.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
she kind of like Danny Phantom.
I never liked Danny Phantom.
No, I mean, was she like Danny Phantom? Oh, she had the power to turn, like, into goo.
Danny Phantom phased through stuff. He never turned into goo. He could shoot goo?
He could shoot goo.
Anyway, we really
remember
need
that
to
one time Jimmy
up?
Neutron ran so fast that he turned into goo?
No.
On one episode of Jimmy Neutron, he had, like, sneakers that made him run real fast, and he ran so fast that at the end of the episode, he ran so fast that, like, and he stopped
Remember
finally.
Beautiful Gorgeous?
Oh, yeah, from the fucking, Jet Fusion,
Jet Fusion. Remember Jet Fusion?
Jet Fusion, the fucking James Bond, but he's, like, buff, like, even
What
more
was the joke about that again?
Like, he was, like, James Bond, but buff, and he was stupid.
Yeah, what was his whole... He had a shtick.
He said like a catchphrase.
Was it literally just stupid?
I think he was like, the thing is, he's supposed to be really smooth and suave, but he just wasn't very smart, but Jimmy was real smart.
Oh my god.
And he wanted to fuck this adult woman.
Ew. Yeah, everybody wanted to fuck her. That was crazy. And her weird doll head. Oh man, I'm looking on her Wikipedia page now.
Oh boy.
Here she is, like... They hypnotized her. Ah, fetish feel. Jimmy Neutron. Betrayal. Jimmy Neutron. Oh, we need to
Remember kill. That time Jimmy Neutron turned into the fucking Hulk?
Oh, hell yeah, okay.
Remember that time he turned into the Hulk, and then, like, I think Cindy had like, Miss Marvel powers or something?
Yeah.
Remember that? There was, I think that might have been the last episode of Jimmy Neutron.
The whole joke was that Sheen kept pissing his pants or something.
No. Sheen got super speed, but he also, his bladder shrank. So he had super speed, but he had to keep running away to go pee. So he's like running to Japan to go piss.
Yeah. We got a blast, Alan.
And Carl, I think, just farted.
He burped. Which by which I mean we got a blast. I gotta get out of here so I can fucking masturbate.
Christ.
The beautiful gorgeous.
I want to mention that the one thing in this comments here by Dark Greg 64. That's the funniest name I've read all day.
Doge, I'm looking this up. Powerpuff Girls, Dojinshi, Jimmy Neutron. We're going to see.
Oh, boy.
Because the My Life as a Teenage Robot was on it.
Oh, really? Was she like a killing machine?
Oh, hell yeah. Jimmy Neutron's here, baby.
What's he doing in the Powerpuff Girls, Dojinshi?
James Isaac Jimmy Neutron is a character who only appeared in character art of Bleed Man, but has yet to make an appearance yet.
Oh, boy.
He's a potential character for the Powerpuff Girls, Dojinshi comics.
What about Origin? What about Jenny XJ9 from
she is in there. It's a big part. Powerpuff Girls Dojinshi, by the time I stopped reading, by the time I just couldn't handle it anymore. By the time I left, it had gone full Mass Effect 3, and it was very much synths versus organics. So
what?
Yeah, yes.
What?
Yeah, okay. Listen. There were alien robots, and I think the leader of the alien robots from my
I'm looking at fucking Jenny from at the Powerpuff Girls Dojinshi. She's drawn in a much more anime style. Oh boy.
She visits
Professor Yutani. What is going on?
Anyway.
Oh man, some crazy bullshit's happening.
Yeah, some shit goes on. Don't worry, we'll get around to it.
Jeez
Louise.
A lot of shit's happening.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, anyway, the one thing I was going to say is that fucking Dark Greg 64 made an Undertale reference in the comments.
You're going to have a bad time.
Yeah, no, it was like something like somebody like you should be burning in hell. It's a nice day, whatever the fuck Sam says.
I really don't.
He just says choke me daddy or whatever.
Yeah, the fuck I have some controversial Undertale opinions. One of them is I don't really like that quote very much. It feels out of
which
place.
One?
That it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
that one's kind of shitty.
I never really liked that line. It's supposed to be like the epic line, and it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little bit kind of. Yeah. I never played the Genocide Route, so I don't know.
Watched it.
Yeah, Blue I watched like bits and pieces of it. It's whatever.
Anyway.
I looked at a lot of porn, I tell you that.
That's kind of like a personal genocide route.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
That's the secret fourth route to Undertale
Toby Fox, he's actually made all the porn. It's been a meta game. It's an ARG of sorts.
Yeah. Do you know what happened to W.D. Gaster?
He jerked off so much that he shattered himself. and scattered himself.
His dick exploded like a Three Dog Night, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh man!
He was summoning power from the internet. The friction that is created by Undertale porn, pens being used for Undertale porn, the friction with mice and pens drawing that stuff. He was trying to summon it, but it exploded and it turned him part. So all the Undertale porn you're watching is actually W.D. Gaster. Think about it.
Oh wow, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it is. So every time you jerk off to it, you're jerking off to the sad ghost who just wants to be with his friends again.
I thought you were about to say that he got that he went surfing on the internet and was zapped into cyberspace like fucking Dexter Douglas, aka Freakazoid,
or Cyber Chase.
Oh no, anyway. No, I was talking about Freakazoid. You big
Freakazoid?
Yeah,
of course,
fan?
Freakazoid. Yeah, I like Freakazoid. I like most of the kids WB Saturday.
I'm a big fan of Pinky the Brain.
Yeah, you would be.
Well, no, I figured if you say you would be, it'd be like Elmira.
You're the fucking furry.
But, like, I love Pinky and the Brain. They're good.
Because you want to fuck one of them. It's okay. Say it.
No, I do want to fuck Orson Welles. But, so, though, I mean, the Brain's kind of the closest thing to head to that. Yeah. No, well, yeah, sure. That, too.
What about Lorenzo Music? Would you have fucked him?
You mean Garfield? No.
Ouch.
I mean, of all the Garfields, I think Lorenzo Music's the most fuckable. Or Bill Murray and Garfield, the CGI live action.
I just worry about fucking Bill Murray, because he could be there 1 minute, and then he could be, I don't know, eating a hamburger in Tokyo or something? Or in Bangkok?
With Scarlett Johansson?
No, I'm just talking about his going around and being, like, an urban legend.
Oh, okay. You mean you think you'd fuck Bill Murray and say, they'll never believe you?
Yeah! Well, okay, truth be told, if I were to fuck anybody, people would not believe me.
Yeah, I would not believe it. Trust me.
Don't worry about it. Anyway,
fan questions.
Let's blow through these real quick.
Yeah, because we're running a bit long.
A bit long. We had to talk about W.D. Gaster's
fucking dick explode.
Pangalactic dick explosion.
Oh boy.
Anyway.
Okay, Ominous Jazz asked, is it true that they have condoms on pizza in Cuba because they don't have cheese and need the texture? I looked this up, actually. So this is a long-standing urban legend that I can't find any proof of.
Mm-hmm. Snopes.com doesn't have anything to say about
No, I didn't find anything on Snopes because I... But I did find a video of somebody attempting to make a pizza with condoms. I don't think the condoms would melt.
Let's see.
I tried looking for it, but I did not find anything saying that that they actually did that. I don't know if they had... I don't know what the state of cheese was during a lot of this sort of trade embargo we had with them. But, yeah, I can't find anything that has...
Well... I just want to say real quick that for the rest of time in my Google history, there will be Snopes condom pizza. So,
I mean, I found a Huffington Post article from 2011, and like, but it none of it really. There's no concrete proof.
No.
Okay. So I think it might just be capitalist propaganda.
Hey, I have a friend who's visiting Cuba for a journalism program. I'll ask him to get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
For
listen,
us.
I need to know. I think it's just like an urban legend. I don't think it's a real thing that happened.
I'll talk to my professor tomorrow, see if I can make that a priority.
Because here's another thing, I'm pretty sure there's some Cuban cuisine that has cheese in it. There has to be. Like a Cuban sandwich has cheese. I'm pretty sure that's not Cuban at all.
The only time I've ever had a Cubano sandwich, it did not have any cheese on it.
Really? It's just like ham and like some sort of
turkey.
Well,
this was like a pulled chicken kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've ever had a real
like a stewed
Cuban
chicken
sandwich.
Breast with a spicy sauce. Anyway, Robbie asks, what Sonic character would taste best on a pizza?
What do you think? Maybe one of the Babylon Rogues?
That's true.
The
Babylon Rogues are still around. That was the weirdest part about it. I was like, oh yeah, man.
Oh yeah, I fucking like saw like Jet the Swallow. Or not, was it Jet? Not the Jet the Swallow. What's her face?
Jet the Hawk. We all know Storm the Albatross.
Storm the Albatross,
Jet the Hawk. Sparrow.
No, there's somebody the Swallow.
Oh, is it the Swallow?
There's a Swallow in there.
Yeah.
Because I remember making a swallowing joke.
Do you think she swallows?
Yeah, I remember saying, yes, I remember we've said this before.
Eddie, this is like
Wave the Swallow, isn't it?
Wave the Swallow. Yeah.
Yeah, she's the girl.
They're descended from genies.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. I beat that game.
Yeah, why are they? Yeah, they're they're descended of the Babylonians. Yeah, I think I did. I rented it a few times.
I played a lot of that game.
It's a pretty good game.
I like to admit.
Sonic Riders is good.
Well, anyway,
I like that the Babylonians, which are a real like ancient civilization that existed on Earth. In the world of Sonic Riders, were a bunch of weird alien genie beings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What was up with that?
Hey, I'm scrolling through Google image search for Wave the Swallow, already inflation porn, so I'm going to close that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, and then our final question for the evening, what's the worst thing you've found in your pizza? God, I've never really had that, like, gross pizza story before.
Yeah, me either. I don't know, maybe like a hair, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that. It's probably my own hair that fell on the pizza when I was eating it.
Really
bad pizza.
Yeah, I went one time I had buckwheat pizza that was really bad, but it was buckwheat just the crust pizza? It was supposed to be pizza that was supposed to be like trendy and hip, and it was very deep dish.
So it was named after one of the little rascals.
Yeah, the most racist one too.
Yes.
So
they're all pretty racist.
They're all little racist.
Yeah, more like the little racists.
Yeah, more like the little racists. Thank you. Yeah,
even that fucking dog was racist. Get him out of here.
Yeah, get him out of here. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't found anything bad on a pizza. What's the worst pizza you've had, though, I guess is a good question.
I think it might be that buckwheat pizza because we waited 2 hours for it.
Do you know what my least favorite pizza, and I love pizza, but the cafeteria pizza that they had throughout, you know, elementary to through high school, the sort of rectangular pizza that was just had that short, it was a shitty diced up pepperonis on it, little pepperoni cubes.
Mm-hmm.
That rectangular pizza, I hated that pizza more than anything else. I could not eat it. I couldn't stomach eating any of that pizza. I can't eat
it. I ate a lot of that pizza. I occasionally would eat
I could never eat it.
Two slices.
Yeah, I could never eat it. I feel like all the time it was either overdone and the cheese was burnt. And then at that point it was just like a sheet that would just fall off the pizza. and or it was just underdone and the whole thing was just floppy and gross. And another thing is I have vivid memories of, because other people love that pizza so much, they would get like two or three of those slices and like pay extra. And they would get that, and then they would get like a few slices, they would stack them up in the middle of their cafeteria plate, and then they would fill two or three of the other squares of their plate with ranch sauce, just mm-hmm. ranch, and they would just get that, and they would just like dunk it in there. And I can still think and hear, like, I can still hear the sounds of them smacking that pizza around in that fucking ranch. It's a very powerful sense memory for me.
Yeah.
Of sitting at a table filled with kids eating this disgusting pizza.
Yeah, I like that pizza.
Well, see, the thing is, like, in high school, though, we had Pizza Hut.
Really?
Yeah, we had, if you wanted to pay more, you could go get an extreme meal, which was, like, $2.50 or something instead of, like, the normal food. And you could get, like, a piece of pizza, like, an apple, like, some salad or something, and, like, a chocolate milk or whatever, or just, like, a milk. And that was, like, a little bit extra, but you could always get that. And the pizza was always, it wasn't always, like, was it Papa John's or was it Pizza Hut? I feel like they might have changed, like, at some point. I think it was Pizza Hut. The thing is, like, it was always, like, pepperoni or cheese. And the pizza was a varying, like, sometimes it was, like, kind of cold because it had been sitting there. But, I don't know, they kind of had them, like, sitting in the oven in the back sometimes. But, I mean, you always know what you're going to get. So, like, if the normal cafeteria food wasn't that good, you could always get that. Mm-hmm. You know? And sometimes, like, instead of the pizza, they would have, like, burgers or, like, chicken sandwiches or something. Mm-hmm. So I always got that because it was better than whatever garbage they were serving. So, like, you know, I didn't have to eat the normal shitty pizza that much because mm-hmm. I fucking hated that shitty pizza.
Yeah. By the time, well, my high school, we got to wrap up the show pretty quick, but my high school growing up our whole thing was we didn't have a proper cafeteria that could mm-hmm. house all the kids. So we had off campus lunch.
Oh,
so we would
my former high school, I think in the last year or two that my brother was there, now that he's since graduated, my sister's still there. I think they have it to where you can leave campus during lunch now, because I think the school's gotten overgrown for its cafeteria size and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they're just you guys can just leave, like, you know.
Yeah. And I think we're one of the only two high schools that do that at Washington State anymore. Anyway, to make a long story short, we would go to the local pizza place and get pizza, and that was such garbage pizza, but we ate it every day.
I mean, see, I think, like, if I was able to leave campus, I would just, like, you know, go get McDonald's or Arby's or go home and make
it. Yeah, over time, though, like, my junior year, I would get pizza, and then when I had friends with cars, when I was, like, a senior, we would all just go to T-Bell, and I would get, like, dollar menu items. That was so wild. What a crazy time.
Oh, high school. Before we had to have responsibilities and podcasts and such.
Yeah.
Before I was a mom.
Before I started doing podcasts instead of homework. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, everybody.
Anyway.
This has been Hogcast Speedy Delivery.
Oh, wait, we should do some plugs.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm Piss Goblin on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Pop Culture Combat, we're going to get that in some sort of listenable form, so you can podcast listen to feed. It at some point.
I called in.
You did call in. The episode is lost to time now.
Oh, well, okay. I'll have to call in again.
You got gobbled up by Audition.
Ooh, boy.
Somebody was messing with the settings. I don't know what happened.
Oh, somebody's fiddling with them dials, huh?
Yeah, so somebody's fiddling with them dials. I have everything set up perfectly and effed it up. Anyway.
Well, they missed our hit theory about, you know, Hey Arnold's coming back. We're going to find out if Hey Arnold's parents got turned into Aubrey
Monsters. I hope that does lead to that Nicktoons Avengers
crossover
thing.
Yeah, fucking who's the Sam Jackson that appears at the end of the, who's the Nick Fury that pops up at the end of the Hey Arnold special?
It can't be SpongeBob, because I feel like SpongeBob is their
he's their Captain America.
I don't think they're gonna string in. I think they're gonna do the low hanging fruit.
Okay, so you think it's gonna be like Tommy Pickles? You think it's gonna be Tommy Pickles?
I don't think it's gonna be Tommy Pickles. I do think it might be Eliza.
Doug? Eliza.
Okay. No, Disney owns Doug now.
Oh, Disney does own Doug now.
Do they have Doug back? That's a good question.
He's kind of like their Spider-Man. He's a lot like their Spider-Man. They're going to fight over him in the Civil War.
Remember when Doug had that weird Ayn Randian objectivism?
Yeah, that was really weird. Remember when Roger was dying and he somehow transferred his mind into Doug's body and he became the superior Doug?
I'd say Roger was more of a Eddie Brock and became Venom Roger.
Oh, okay. I was about to say that he was more of his Dr. Octopus.
I'd say his brain. Professor Frink? No, that's Simpsons. I'm sorry.
Chupa, you mean Mr. You mean Mr. Dink?
Yeah, Mr. Dink would probably be
his Dr. Octopus.
He's crying because after his radiation fused him with his robot arms, he was like, "Very the love expensive. I've lost, the things I've lost, very expensive."
God damn it. Oh god.
Okay, anyway, Hogcast speedy delivery. Do you have any more plugs? Oh,
all you got I a big to say one. Is I need more allowance. Oh boy.
What if his wife was like the kingpin though? She ran the town like it's a dirty mayor.
I thought it would be a fucking like who's the rich girl? Was it BB or something?
BB. I almost said Phoebe, but that's Hey Arnold.
No, I feel like there was Phoebe. Yeah. Did Phoebe and Gerald ever get together?
Maybe.
Did that happen at some point?
I want to say that was happening or implied.
It was implied that they got together at some point.
I don't even think they implied they got together, but they were the pair.
They were the pair because it's like, it's like Arnold and Helga are never going to get together, but their best friends will, just to kind of push them towards that.
Helga.
And Lila was asexual, I guess. I don't know.
Lila had issues.
Well, I remember how she was just really nice all the time, and then bad stuff happened to her.
Hey, sounds like me.
Well, except for them being nice all the time part. But you did get a bunch
I'm nice
of gross,
all the time.
You did
stupid.
Get a bunch of gross green Jello dumped on you, like that, like she did in the first episode she appeared in.
That's true.
Yeah, that was fucked up. Mm-hmm.
Slimer.
Oh, bully! You mean Onion Head?
No, I said Slimer.
It's Onion Head.
No, it's Slimer.
No, it's the same. It's Onion
this
Head.
Is like Balrog, Bison, and
I thought you were talking about Lord of the Rings for a second. Why is that guy from Lord of the Rings in Street Fighter?
I don't know. Anyway, plug your fucking new show.
You need to fucking end this. Yeah. Okay. So at Action on Twitter, you can follow the Hogcast on Twitter at HogcastSD. And my new podcast that I'm doing, it's a weird porn investigation podcast with my friend Lenore. I Could Be Into That on Twitter is at Could Be Into That. It's one character short, so we had to cut the I for the Damn Twitter it. Handle. Yeah, such is life. So yeah, if you have any suggestions for possible future episode topics, I think there's a poll up right now. We have 4 topics right now to vote from, so do that at some point.
Yeah.
And Russ, you can be on a furry episode if you want.
No, it won't. It's not going to happen. Mm. You know what will happen, though?
What?
We're going to keep enjoying the good times, everybody.
Yeah.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.